Amy, how are you?
Hey Brian, how's it going? I don't know what day of the week it is right now.
They're
It's
all the
like
same. They're all the same. So excited to have you here. For anyone joining us, Amy Wu is a partner at Lightspeed Venture Partners. Prior to Lightspeed, Amy built an extensive career as an operator. She was a group CFO and SVP of Discovery Inc.'s global digital and sports business, and was SVP of finance and ops at NewsCred. Amy, so excited to have you here. You've spent time obviously on the operating side and now as an investor. And so I think, your view and insights into what companies are thinking about is going to be really interesting. I'd love to start on something that you actually recently just wrote about. Really cool post for people listening on LinkedIn, but give people a sense of what the Paycheck Protection Program is and kind of how you think that will impact founders and the
Yeah,
VC
sounds
community.
good. First, thanks for having me on, Brian. It's really great for you to
Of
get
course.
collect all these different opinions across the venture community. This is a loan that in which if you're a company and you've got under 500 employees in the U.S., then you're eligible for, and it could actually be more depending on certain industries. And so a lot of the discussion. Well, first of all, I would say. You know, it's both generous but also very confusing because there's a lot of terms and just how you apply, who's eligible, that's been very gray. And I would say, like, as pertains to the venture community, there's a lot of questions that we've all been asking around, you know, who is this loan intended for and which of our companies should be, just because you can apply and are eligible, like, should you? And so, you know, I'm not going to be prescriptive because everybody has a different view on this. But I think, you know, what we believe is that these loans, this $347 billion and potentially more of loans that are being administered and by the Small Business Association is first and foremost meant for companies on Main Street, you know, mom and pops that are, you know, in the hospitality and restaurant industry, I would say, and that we know because, you know, that this segment, the sector is called out in the language. And then secondly, you know, it's for paycheck protection. And so, you know, this is important that the company has thought about, you know, that they are in a position in which they may have limited cash flow, that they may be thinking about reducing headcount. And so getting this loan actually meaningfully impacts the company and that decision.
Well, can I ask you
Yeah.
a quick question on that, Amy? You because I know you've spent a ton of time on just cash flow management for startups. Like, how should they be thinking about the runway that they have for their employee base now versus what they may have if they cut, 50%? Like, what are some of the main things that you think founders should be sort of
Yeah.
adding to the checklist?
As they make these decisions on employee count,
Good
on
question, and it's
employee
something
count.
that, you know, I think board members are actively talking with their companies around is cash flow management. You know, in a recession, really cash is king. And so we generally have been working with our companies around reforecasting their plans to adjust for COVID impact and also recession impact because that is potentially much longer. A lot much longer impact that the companies will feel than even the short-term COVID sort of social distancing shelter in place. And you know that's going to result in companies, with the exception of industries that have that are experiencing tailwinds and maybe business acceleration because of this, for the most part, companies have a top line negative impact to their booking revenue and sales. And so, yeah, and also in
Certainly.
a time of great uncertainty, sometimes you don't know if in 3 quarters that's an 80% impact or a 25% impact, right? And so we've been encouraging companies to just model out multiple scenarios and then learn, you know, and learn. But then also in a downside scenario that you're modeling out, we are recommending that companies have at least 24 months of cash, at least 18 months, but you know, ideally 24 months plus. And earlier on in this, you know, that involved
Got it.
potentially closing on a quick round of insider financing, you know, because a lot of external capital have dried up, at least for the time being. You know, looking to extend a line of credit, potentially, you know, apply for a PPP loan if this makes sense for the company, if there's a need. But I mean, just again, to be clear, like PPP loan is going to add something like 1 to 2 months of runway. So it's not going to be material for a lot of our venture-backed businesses. But importantly is understanding the current plan. And then, as pertains to cash flow, your ability to collect and manage cash becomes a lot more difficult during this time. Take all that into account, right? And when thinking about runway and extending runway.
Absolutely. That's super tactical and appreciate you sharing that. I'm curious, just you've, as I mentioned in the beginning, you know, you've sat on the operating side and on the investing side. What are some of the best things that you think investors could be doing for their portfolio companies right now?
I think a couple of things come to mind in terms of what investors can do. Founders feel very alone right now because, you know, they've got the burden of having to give comfort and guidance to all of their employees on payroll. And they do have some peers, but I think as an investor, you can help them understand how other companies, the range of things that other companies are looking at, have done, has been successful with, have not been successful with in this kind of time. And but also be careful not to be too prescriptive, because, you know, obviously, like with every company, they're in a different scenario. And every founder ultimately is their decision. We're minority shareholders after all. But some of the things I've been sharing around are really tactical things that have been successful by vendor in terms of negotiating contracts, to, you know, how to think about, on the flip side, how to think about managing contracts and collecting cash with their own customers, to think through for our companies that, for example, do qualify and should apply for some government aid, like how do they do it? Clear up any misunderstandings, point them to resources that might be helpful, connect them with other portfolio companies. So for example, we have companies in our portfolio that are unfortunately terminating staff, but then other companies that actually the bottleneck is hiring staff. How do you connect these companies together? So across the board, I would say a lot of different things.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about just the funding environment. You have, you know, what I think is the common answer at this point, you know, we're open for business. We're open for business as usual, whatever, you know, analogy they want to use. But venture in some ways seems like it's just going to kind of keep deploying capital. I'm curious if you think we're 6 months away from seeing that change, or 12 months, or sort of how you think the funding environment
right now, I think the larger the fund, typically, like the larger their portfolio and the more portfolio triaging that's going on, you know, for funds out there, where funds are really looking internally. I've talked to smaller funds or recently raised funds where that exercise happened very quickly and they've come right back out into the market with the appetite to do more deals. That is in conjunction also that with the fact that in the private markets, I think pricing and valuations are just slower than the public markets. And so whereas we're still having a lot of meetings with founders, some who are raising right now, you know, we're no longer in the same environment as the last 5 years. And so some of the valuation expectations are, I would say, still haven't quite adjusted yet. And so that's another reason why some VCs are in a holding pattern. But I mean, great companies are going to be funded in any environment, and great companies are founded in tough environments because, again, they're just very disciplined. They're very focused on the bottom line, building great businesses. And so in terms of timing, I would say it might take a couple months for some funds or a few months or longer for other funds, but funds will be back out there deploying new capital. And I would say in general, people are absolutely still taking meetings, but they're being cautious with equity, priced equity financing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. One more for you, Amy. This has been super interesting. I'm curious just on that funding side, you know, if you have to think about some of the interesting opportunities or markets that you're going to keep an eye on over the next couple months, is there anything that you're super excited to watch or that has you?
Yeah, so I would put this in a couple of buckets. First, all of the industries that we've been interested in previously, we're still interested in, right? And, you know, like we obviously look at a lot of enterprise infrastructure, security data, et cetera, and then also a lot of categories in consumer. Now, there are definitely, well, like I mentioned, tailwind industries, like industries that are actually verticals that are doing better now. And that includes things like, you know, gaming, online grocery, productivity, online health, amongst others, are doing better than they were before. And so these are ones in which, yeah, we're taking more meetings because, quite frankly, like the unit economics and just the metrics look even better in a lot of cases. But I was saying, but you know, overall, the companies that we're interested in before are still going to be the ones we're interested in now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Amy Wu, partner at Lightspeed Venture Partners. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, Brian.
This was super interesting. Of course. Take care.